So I'm sitting on the stand for Zipcar. I saw this in the App Store probably about 2 or 3 months back. It's probably been around a lot longer than that. It's a way to rent a car by the hour, and you can literally find cars in your area. The GPS on your iPhone or iPhone 3GS lets you know what cars are in the area. I'm sitting with a guy, Drew. Drew, tell people a lot about your service to do with the iPhone application specifically, because I have a tech following, so they'll be more interested in that. I really like the idea of pressing a button on my iPhone and finding the car. How awesome is that? Who came up with that?
Well, it's absolutely brilliant. We came out with Apple and teamed up with them and came out with a brilliant application for the iPhone that lets our members take advantage of the advantage of car sharing wherever they're at. Like you mentioned, it's a fully GPS-aware app, so you can bring it up and say, where am I? View my nearest available cars. You can drill down by car model or closest available. Reserve directly from the car or from the iPhone app. Go to the car, touch in with your Zip card, and actually just drive away. The model of car sharing is wheels when you want them. So it really helps bring that into reality by making it wheels when you want it if you're standing next to a car in the middle of the city.
Right.
You can make a reservation at home. You can go and touch into the car if you're a little bit lost. Use the iPhone app to find it. Bingo, there you're at. Car sharing is, for those of you that don't know, is a model that you have cars parked in the city and car parks on street that people can reserve by the hour or by the day. The idea is that instead of using a car for everything or owning a private car or owning a second car, you use the car for when you need it, put it back, and you share it with everybody in your neighborhood. The overall benefits are that, on average, for every car we put on the street, 20 privately owned cars are taken off the roads.
Okay. So what sort of percentage of cars that are out there are hybrid or environmentally friendly?
Sure. In our fleet, here in London specifically, we have about 18% of our fleet are hybrids, and that's the Toyota Prius, Honda Civic Hybrid, and the brand new Honda Insight Hybrids,
okay.
Which are, can't see behind me
right
now,
right,
it's
right.
A radio interview.
Yeah. That'd be very difficult, but it's a lovely car, trust me.
Yes, quite. The rest of our cars are either low emissions or basically designed to be eco-friendly. We have two electric vehicles in our fleet, one pure electric and one PHEV, plug-in Prius, that we've done with our partnership with the City of Westminster. The overall benefit, though, of car sharing comes from, even if you are driving, say, a Mercedes or a BMW, you're sharing it with 20 people, so the cars come off the road. Yes, we do have the hybrids. Yes, we do have the purely environmental, purely electric cars, but the overall concept is very environmentally friendly.
And I can imagine one of the problems with the environmental, the electric cars especially, if you're leaving a car somewhere where there isn't a power point, you've got all the problems associated with that.
Sure. Each one of it, in London, each of our electric cars have their own, well, actually across the Zipcar fleet, they have their own home locations.
Okay.
So the electric cars, they're based in a electric bay. It has its own charging station. It's reserved for the car club. That's guaranteed to be there for them. The car club network across the City of Westminster, you can park in any electric charge point bay that they have and actually get 4 hours of free parking in one of our electric Zip cars. So yes, it's there. Now, in terms of member awareness, it is something that we're educating on. It's a concept that awareness grows throughout the city. I see the uptake being a lot greater. However, right now it's a concept of, all right, I have to actually physically plug in a car that it's getting people, getting members there, that's been a bit difficult.
Okay.
But I definitely see it growing.
So do you have any sort of competitors that are doing this sort of stuff?
In London, we do have a couple competitors that have launched pilot schemes with various councils. We do have two of the electric vehicles. I think our competitors only have one each. Also, they're available for public use across the whole fleet. We also are the only ones that have hybrids here in London as well.
Okay.
So all our competitors don't feature that option
okay,
for
very,
members.
Very cool. So zipcar.com is the site. There's an application on the iPhone to get it. Have you got any new features on the site that you want to talk about recently, or is it just literally?
No, if you want to hop on there, it gives you all the information about Zipcar, how you can use it, how it works. If you're not sure about car sharing and want to find out what the benefits for you are, hop on to zipcar.com or zipcar.co.uk, and all the information you need is right on there.
Fantastic. Drew, thank you very much for your
time.
Thank you.
Cheers. You have a card?
Dude.